The world's number one drug kingpin is in a Mexican jail this morning, captured over the weekend without a single shot being fired.
For more than a month, Mexican law enforcement had been closing in on Joaquin Guzman, who's known as El Chapo, which means shorty. At 5'6", Guzman is leader of the Sinaloa cartel. Mexican Marines nabbed him in the Pacific beach resort of Mazatlan with the help of several U.S. agencies.
The pursuit of Guzman involved tapped phones, near misses, and a wild chase through water-filled storm drains. We begin our coverage with NPR's Carrie Kahn, who's in the capital of the drug traffickers' home state of Sinaloa.
In the Libertad neighborhood in Culiacan, Sinaloa, a slow trickle of water runs through a wide storm drain running under the city streets. This middle-aged woman, who would only give her first name Maria, says the canal system is long, very long, stretching for miles under the streets, or like behind her small cinder block house, above ground as a wide open canal.
See?
Okay. She offers to show me.
We're walking into our house right now. Ay, perdón. Con permiso. Gracias.
Outside the back door, past the clotheslines and hen house, we walk to the edge of her property. Trash and about a few inches of water fill the canal. She says everyone knows you can hide in the storm drains or run through them and outfox the police. That's what authorities say Mexico's number one drug trafficker did 2 weekends ago as federal officials were closing in on him. A series of key arrests of top cartel enforcers and tips from informants in the past month led investigators to this working-class neighborhood in the heart of Culiacan. Maria says it was 4 a.m. when she heard the huge helicopters drop out of the sky and hover over her house and the nearby one where Guzman was thought to be hiding.
Temblaba, pues.
Everything started to shake and I couldn't figure out what was happening, she says. According to officials, Mexican Marines raided 7 houses that morning. Each home was found to have a hatch door underneath the bathtub that led to a tunnel running straight to the city's storm drains. As the helicopters hovered, Mexican Marines tried to break down the front doors, which were reinforced with steel. In the few minutes they struggled, authorities say Guzman was able to lower himself down the bathroom hatch, make it through the tunnel, and take off running through the storm drains and canals. Authorities and local press reports say Guzman outran the federal forces, made it out of Culiacan and all the way to the Pacific Coast Resort of Mazatlan. It was there, according to the Mexican newspaper Reforma, that Guzman made a fatal error. He used his cell phone to call for help. U.S. authorities were able to trace the call, and on Saturday morning before dawn, Marines stormed the 4th floor of an oceanfront condominium complex and captured the country's most wanted fugitive without firing a shot. Guzman didn't even try to reach for a military assault rifle nearby. In all the raided homes, authorities say they confiscated more than 100 weapons, including 2 grenades and 1 rocket launcher. Jorge Chabat, a security analyst, says the arrest of Guzman is a huge political boost to the administration of Enrique Peña Nieto, who's been struggling to provide a positive picture of Mexico.
Especially because the effectiveness of the government in providing security in the past months, it has not been very high.
Peña Nieto has been battling the Knights Templar drug organization in the state of Michoacán while also struggling to contain a growing number of civilian militia groups. But despite Guzman's arrest and praise from high U.S. officials who called the capo's capture a landmark achievement, residents here in Culiacan, Sinaloa's capital, are nervous. This man selling churros, fried sweet dough treats, in front of a local church, didn't want to give his name. He says everyone here is scared. Look, he says, it's always the same. One leader is removed and another takes over. He says we just hope no more blood is spilled while the change of guard takes place. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Culiacan, Sinaloa.